relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Here with you are over 60 veterans who landed on D-Day. Our debt to you is everlasting. Today we express our undying gratitude. When you were young, these men enlisted their lives in a great crusade, one of the greatest of all times. Their mission is the story of an epic battle and the ferocious, eternal struggle between good and evil.
Speeches are important, especially from the most powerful man in the world, and especially when they speak truthfully about the reality around us. Politicians rarely talk about crusades. They rarely use words such as good or evil. Why? Because mostly they're hacks. They're hostages or perpetrators of postmodern secularity and moral relativism, but not the current commander-in-chief who reminded us today at Normandy what we faced back then and the echoes that come down to us through the generations. We have so much to discuss today, and I'm very, very excited that we have convinced Mr. Politics in D.C., Matthew Boyle, the Washington political editor of Breitbart.com, to stay with us for the whole hour. Welcome, Matt.
It's always a pleasure, Dr. Gorka. I have so much fun whenever I come out. It's literally one of the most fun things I do all week. So I'm pleased to be here for a full hour.
Well, our listeners love it too, Matt. And, you know, you're a person with connections and insights like none other. I don't think other journalists do in-depth reporting the way you do on political issues. So it's always a delight. And we learn things from you. Let me just get your first response to how the president has done in the UK and now with this speech in Normandy.
Yeah, well, first off, I mean, the UK state visit there was just absolutely fantastic. Seeing the first family with the royal family was just great. The speeches that President Trump gave were great. The press conference that he did with Theresa May, very classy, right? I know it was Theresa May's kind of last act as prime minister, and she hasn't really done that good of a job over there with the whole Brexit thing and everything, right? And so she's failed, and so she's leaving. But President Trump was very graceful. I thought that press conference was really fantastic, and the way that he kind of handled himself on all of those different things was great. Then his speech this morning in Normandy on the 75th anniversary, obviously, of D-Day, are just amazing. And I think the most surprising thing about the speech is not so much the content of the speech, because those of us who've been following President Trump for a long time, we know what he's about. We know what his message is.
We know where it's coming from.
It's almost like the media reaction to it is the more surprising thing. It's almost like they're finally some of them, at least on some things, are
when
coming
Joe
around.
When Joe Scarborough and Abilio Jim Acosta say nice things about the president, you think he must have broken them, no?
Well, I mean, their credibility, they're scraping it off the sidewalk. they crushed their own credibility, right? They're responsible for what they did to their own, to themselves, right, and their networks and their outlets. Those people, among other ones, look, they pushed more fake news today. They tried to argue that President Trump was 15 minutes late because he was doing an interview with Laura Ingraham. That's not true. The reason why the event was slowed down in this morning and didn't start right on time is because, not because of the Laura Ingraham interview, it's because Emmanuel Macron was late. That's why. So we know that to be the
truth. But they like Emmanuel because he's a socialist, so they're not going to blame him.
They don't blame him at all, right? So the headlines on Mediaite and all these places now are President Trump doing an interview with Laura Ingraham made it 15 minutes later. I'm paraphrasing there. But that's the thing, is that, no, that's not why that happened. Again, the fake news is just totally ridiculous. They're 100% off. And it's good to see some of them out there saying positive things.
Let's listen, because I don't like to praise these people because they're not journalists. I'll control myself. But let's just listen to how badly the snowflakes have melted. Let's listen to Abilio, because that is his real name. He's ashamed of his Cuban Hispanic heritage, but his real name is not Jim, it's Abilio Acosta. Let's listen to Abilio talk about the president's speech in Normandy. Cut four.
I think this was perhaps the most on-message moment of Donald Trump's presidency today. Stayed on message and I think rose to the moment. And as he was talking about those men gathered behind him, he described them as being among the greatest Americans who have ever lived. I mean, that could not be more of a fact check true if we could have found one, and have, you know, people back at home saying, you know what, no matter what I think about the current president of the United States, he said the right thing at Normandy. He did the right thing at Normandy.
Thank you, Abilio Acosta, for fact-checking that the greatest generation of heroes were on the Normandy beaches. Thank you, Jim, for doing...
My question to him is, how painful was that for him to have to admit that? He had to do it. He didn't have a choice.
That stunk.
Right. It was painful
to
report good news.
This is even more painful. Joe Scarborough, who every day on his... It's not a news show, his... whatever, from his basement in Florida with the photographs of New York behind him. The man who calls the president daily a treasonous agent of Vladimir Putin. This is what he had to say, Joe Scarborough, about Donald Trump at Normandy. Cut five.
Deliver what, again, I believe is the strongest speech of his presidency. And there was one especially beautiful moment. And I loved the thought, because President Trump said that that's what these heroes were saying. The heroes were the ones buried here behind us.
That must have stung.
Yeah, and by the way, I mean, I'm old enough to remember back during the primary in 2016, I remember being at a Trump rally in New Hampshire at the big arena there in Manchester, and Joe Scarborough was backstage with President Trump, now President Trump, hanging out, palling around with him. Joe Scarborough was like all in for Donald Trump in the early days of this whole thing. And then he turned on him later. And again, these guys really screwed up their own credibility. And now they're all trying to scrape it back off the sidewalk, get it back. That's what I read into that, is that they're starting to see the success of President Trump despite their best efforts to try to take him out. And that's why they're looking for opportunities like this to try to get back. That's the real story here. The real story, it's not news that President Trump delivered a fantastic speech about our veterans, right?
Like, it's news that Joe Scarborough admits it. That's the news.
That's the news, right? Like, the news here is that the media is so far gone, they're trying to claw their way back.
How about this news? That while Joe Scarborough and Abilio Jim Acosta are praising the president, Nancy Pelosi, in a closed-door discussion with Jerry Nadler, who says he wants to impeach the president, allegedly, Pelosi responds, "I don't want to impeach him." How does she talk really slowly? I don't want to impeach him. I want him in prison.
Yeah,
do you believe this, Matt Paul? Or is this a stunt?
It's a total stunt, and here's why. Pelosi has a really difficult job right now, right, and that she has a fractured conference, right? So everybody, we all, we're guilty of this too. We focus a lot on these radical lefties that got elected, the AOCs, Omars, Tlaibs, etc., Ayanna Pressley's, right? Like the really hardcore lefty ones that got elected in this new class. In addition to them, there's just as many from like Joe Cunningham's and Ben McAdams from Utah that are just as many of those Democrats from really red districts that do not want to go down the impeachment route because right, they've seen the polling on this. In fact,
and they saw what happened to Clinton when he was impeached, the right, sympathy that he got.
Right. And in fact, there's a poll from CNN that came out when asked if which direction Democrats should go. Should they go down working with coming up with policy solutions or going after Trump personally? And it was like 81-15. Right? Like wow. 81 want policy solutions out of the Democrats. They're not getting that.
Wow. Nobody wants to be Nancy Pelosi right now. No. We are talking to Matt Boyle. Tag him on Twitter so we can get him back on that platform at mboyle1, mboyle1. He is Mr. Politics, Mr. Washington, D.C. for Breitbart, one of the most important sites out there. Read it. Bookmark it. Breitbart.com. Alex Marlowe, Matt Boyle, and the rest of the great team. Back with Matt momentarily here on America First on the Salem Radio Network. So the good people at MyPillow said, "Hey, Sebastian Gorka, can you try out on MyPillow and let us know what you think?" I was skeptical, but what did I have to lose? I'll tell you what I did lose: my insomnia. No more folding the pillow, no more flat pillows. It changed my life. Listen to me, you need MyPillow. It stays cool all night. No more waking up to flip to the cool side. It keeps its shape. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't like it? Return it. You can toss a MyPillow pillow in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. Use the promo code GORKA, G-O-R-K-A.
The big media will do anything to stop President Trump. So who's really behind the fake news? Now Brent Bozell names names in his new bestseller, Unmasked. He reveals for the first time the 10 most anti-Trump media people. He exposes the Democratic operatives at CNN, MSNBC, The New York Times, even Facebook and Twitter. Bozell outs their secret agendas, their phony claims, and the role Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are playing to get Trump. Unmasked destroys the fake news once and for all. Newsmax calls Bozell's expose just shocking. Rush Limbaugh says you better read Unmasked. And Mark Levin adds that Bozell is an indispensable warrior against the arrogant press. Every Trump supporter is getting Unmasked for the battle ahead in 2020. Get Unmasked at bookstores everywhere or check out the free offer and save $25. Go online to unmask711.com. That's unmask711.com. Or call 800-NEWSMAX and get your free copy of Unmasked today.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com. I've always been urging you to switch from whatever cell phone carrier you have to PatriotMobile.com because PatriotMobile.com is the only conservative cell phone company out there. I also want to stress, you'll be joining the consumers who are saving up to $1,200 a year by switching to Patriot Mobile. Yeah, you made the move originally. You've been thinking about it because you want to support the Heritage Foundation. You want to support the NRA. You want to support all the great conservative causes that PatriotMobile.com supports. And you like the fact that PatriotMobile.com is veteran-led by my friend, the former fighter pilot, Moby. You like the fact that it's grown so big so fast because millions of Americans want every one of their dollars to go either to good consumer services or to good conservative causes. That's PatriotMobile.com. Talk and text plans start as low as $25 a month. Don't wait another day. You know you should make the switch. You know you should give it a try like I have. Visit them today. Veteran-led, PatriotMobile.com. That's PatriotMobile.com.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
We interrupt the America First program with Sebastian Gorka to bring you this special message from the President of the United States, Donald J. Trump.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
We now rejoin our regularly scheduled programming.
That was for you, Matt. A message from the boss. It's Mike.
I love that. It's amazing.
I thought you'd appreciate that. Okay, now here's audio that might put you in a bit of a pickle, because I know you sometimes are okay with the GOP establishment, sometimes not. Lou Dobbs was on fire last night with regards to Mitch McConnell. I'd love to get your take, Matthew Boyle. Let's listen to Lou Dobbs on Fox Business. Cut 7.
Schumer and Pelosi, they seem to be in perfect unison with Mitch McConnell. He seems to be hell-bent on taking the leadership of the Republican Party in the Senate, subverting the president, and dooming the Republican Party to the loss of the Senate in 2020. He's committing political suicide.
Do you agree with Lou?
And he's talking about the tariffs that tariffs on Mexico. Yes. So McConnell in the opposition to the tariffs is ludicrous. By the way, speaking of establishment Republicans, Kevin McCarthy, I know we got into an argument about this before Dr. Gorka. He came out and defended Trump on the tariffs, and he said the House stands firm, right?
So what's going on?
Right. So I think what it is that you have a lot of the Wall Street donor types.
It's the Chamber of Commerce, right?
Right, the Chamber of Commerce, and then also there's other ones that, in addition to the Chamber, the billionaire types. They don't want they're okay with the China tariffs because they know – even though some of them raise a little bit of hay about it, but not as much as they are now about Mexico. And the reason why they're okay with the China ones, generally speaking, is because of the fact that China is obviously an authoritarian regime that's trying to take over the world. Mexico is a little bit of a different story, right? So in both cases, what President Trump is doing is he's using tariffs to alter the behavior of defunct governments, right? Like, so in the case of China, it's alter their behavior on a number of different fronts, but again, you have a communist regime over there that's authoritarian. In the case of Mexico, it's corrupt, it's overrun by cartels, the government there isn't doing anything, they aren't using their laws, which are actually stronger than ours,
yes,
to stop illegal immigration and the flow from Central America up to the... By the way, most of the Central American governments are actually really conservative, right? Like, so the president of Guatemala, I know, is a huge fan of President Trump. I've interviewed the president of Guatemala.
Sarah Carter has interviewed the Guatemalans. Right.
And I've had their intelligence secretary on our radio show not too long ago, actually. They want to work with President Trump. I know that Honduras wants to. I know that Belize wants to, El Salvador, et cetera. But the Mexican government is corrupt. In the case of Mitch McConnell, the reason why you're seeing these establishment Republican senators start to freak out is because there's an enormous amount of trade that the United States does with Mexico, and those business leaders would be much more affected, even more so than they are with regards to China.
So Matt Boyle, Breitbart.com.
That doesn't mean that they're right.
Who's going to win the standoff between Mitch and the
Trump.
President?
So to override a presidential veto, which is what they would need 20 Republican senators, and they would need a significant amount of Republican House members. I don't know the exact number off the top of my head, but you would have to take all the Democrats in the House. You'd have to get to 2/3 in both chambers to override a veto.
And you destroy your reputation.
Kevin McCarthy made this clear. There is not – the House Republicans stand with President Trump on the tariffs with Mexico, so there is not going to be an override of the veto.
So what's
the Senate Republicans
can
moan all they want to, but it's all for naught. Unless they had enough Republicans in the House to stand with the Democrat majority, they don't have enough votes for overriding a veto. In the Senate, though, you've seen Kevin Cramer from North Dakota. He's come out against the tariffs in Mexico. He's also said – that there are 20 votes. There are 20 Republicans. Now, here's the catch. We've asked Senator Cramer's office if he could name those 20 votes.
And?
Nothing. So they don't have – I think he's lying. I think he's full of you-know-what, and I don't think it's accurate that there are 20 Republicans. Call that vote and see how many actually vote against President Trump. It won't be anywhere close to 20.
Look, you live this. You mm-hmm. eat, drink, and sleep this.
Mm-hmm.
How is it? Explain it to somebody, explain to our listeners, just normal Americans trying to live their lives who are benefiting from the president's policies, sometimes greatly in the last 2 years, that we still have GOP politicians, sometimes in positions of leadership, Matt Boyle, who do not understand what the Trump presidency has achieved and who do not understand what will accrue to them positively if they hitch their wagon to the MAGA agenda. How, in the third year of this administration, how is that possible?
Because most of the politicians that you see that are in federal elected office are sheltered from reality, in that they if they are back home in their districts or states, they're not spending time with real people, right? Like, they're talking to, again, business leaders.
Bundlers,
so that's why you see,
right,
like, campaign donors and big donations. They're talking to think tanks. They're talking to media. Right. Like, so the especially when they're here, they're so dangerous when they're here. I like when they're not here because
things
that means
work
they
very
can't
well.
They can't do any right. damage. Right. Like when Congress isn't in session. But the point is that they're so removed from reality. They don't hear from the regular people. But then you start hearing any major fight that happens. Right. Whether it be immigration or whether it be trade or whatever it is. When the people start lighting up the phone lines in Congress, then they start getting scared, and then they start doing the right thing, right? Or some of them do when they start listening. But their feedback loop is cut off from reality for a large part of their lives, and that's just the nature of the system that we live in right now.
This point that Matt Boyle has just made is very, very important, dear listeners, dear friends. So it may be hard to believe, given what we've seen from the swamp and the Coward Caucus for so many years, but making your individual voice heard actually makes a difference. It really exerts pressure. When they get hundreds and hundreds of phone calls, okay, it's not them picking the phone up, but guess what? That intern, that staffer has to log every single call on a given issue, on a given piece of legislation. They have to mark up, okay, we had 300 negatives and 10 positives, and that is delivered to the congressman or woman or the senator every day. And believe it or not, if you actually go old school and write to these people and tell them what you think about them and how they're on the wrong side of an issue, whether it's immigration, whether it's tariffs, the math varies from office to office, but the average is one letter is the equivalent of 100 or 200 phone calls.
Yes.
They live in the 20th century, if not the 19th century, and the math is predicated on when letters meant something. So take a moment, take 30 minutes, get out a pen, get out your typewriter if you've got one, get out your Sharpie, and tell them what you think about their lack of fortitude and their lack of support for the president elected by 63 million people. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network with the Washington political editor of Breitbart.com, Matt Boyle, MBoyle1 on Twitter. Follow him, read his stuff. The great team at Breitbart.com. You don't want to miss their coverage. They were essential, crucial to the victory of what Steve Bannon calls the Hobbits in 2016. Back with Matt momentarily here on America First.
This is definitely not CNN.
following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Okay, first time we read this commercial, he got one, so I had to get one.
And we are both in love with this product.
The glass chair mat by Vitraza. They're unbelievable.
You know that junky plastic chair mat under your office chair or at home? Ugh. Piece of garbage.
It's the ugliest thing in your office.
Vitraza glass chair mats are beautiful.
Durable.
Each one will support over 1,000 pounds, so it'll even hold me. They've got a lifetime warranty, and the way you feel rolling over smooth glass instead of cheap, crackly plastic, it's like working in a $1 million office. And it's your office.
We got to mention this. Shipping is absolutely free.
Absolutely. Lifetime warranty, scratch-resistant, stylish, Vitraza glass chair mats.
You can't get them at the office superstore. You got to order them direct at Vitraza.com/life. That's V as in value, I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A, Vitraza.com/life. You'll want to remember that website. There's a discount code waiting for you for 10% off, only at Vitraza.com/life.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free, no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it's probably a good thought. Fast forward a few years to the reality of today and the fact that you probably never use your timeshare and have to continue those annual maintenance fees and whatever else they tack on. That's not fun or good. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of your ongoing burden in an effective and legal way. Our process is done quickly and has over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Lone Star Transfer is family owned, and we will personally make sure you are one of those happy customers. We have a 99% success rate and hold an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Give us a call today for a free no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Again, 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Welcome back, dear friends. You know that guy with the little mustache and the gold crucifix, Mike Lindell, who pops out of your bathroom cabinet? He's the real deal. A great patriot, campaigning for the president at his own expense last year, and a man who is incredibly successful. Why? Because his product, MyPillow, is amazing. I sleep on them, 10-year warranty. They never get hot. They never lose their shape. You can toss them in the washer dryer, and they're as good as new. He has given me the biggest discount ever on his pillows, his Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets.
You've got to use my name. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-468 or MyPillow.com. But at checkout, you better use the secret code G-O-R-K-A. We are back with Matthew Boyle, Mr. Politics, Mr. DC for Breitbart.com. You knew, even before you worked for Breitbart, when you were with the Daily Caller, you knew Andrew Breitbart very well. Mm-hmm. For those who haven't read his incredible book, Righteous Indignation, tell us who he was and why he was so important to where we are today, Matt.
So he understood I kind of consider him like a prophet almost, in that he was about a decade ahead of his time in understanding the big institutions of media, of culture out in Hollywood with the entertainment industry
and how social media works, right?
And how social media works and these big tech companies. Now you see that this is becoming a major issue, right? And then also with the left and government and how they were going and targeting conservatives. So we had a big story today on Breitbart about True the Vote, which is one of the conservative election integrity organizations, right? And they were one of the ones that was targeted heavily by not just the Obama IRS and Lois Lerner, but they were targeted by the Holder DOJ. They were targeted by OSHA, the Department of Labor, all sorts of other ATF.
Like in a good banana republic.
Right, in a good banana republic, right? And so they came after them very, very hard. And so they fought back. They did a lawsuit, and last year they won their lawsuit. There was a consent order that the judge signed. The IRS admitted wrongdoing against them. It took them 8 years to get to a place where they won their lawsuit. Then it was another year and a half before the IRS agreed to pay their legal A decade fighting the system. But it was it's really interesting that
And what was the end result?
The end result is a judge ordered that the IRS has to pay all of the legal fees back. And so they're working out the exact number right now, but they've asked for $1.9 million. So
the good guys won.
The good guys won. But it was, if you go back to the very, very beginning of this story in 2010, the first phone call that Catherine Engelbart, she says this in our story, and I did an interview with her this morning, that she got from anyone out there was from Andrew Breitbart, who promised to stand by her, and he says, let me be your rodeo clown, right? So Andrew was like the guy who ran into the fire because it was the right thing to do.
But he always had a sense for where the big story is coming, didn't
yes.
he?
Yes, yes.
Before anybody else,
right.
He had like this sixth sense that this is the important story. Nobody believes it, but this is what, whether it's Acorn or whether it's anything else, he knew it, didn't he?
Right. And so everybody remembers Andrew for the Acorn story, or Anthony Weiner, of course, right? Everybody remembers that. But the thing is that he was much more than just any one of these individual stories in that he understood the narrative, right? Like he saw the narrative coming 2-3 years, sometimes 10 years ahead of everybody else.
Translate it and dish it out. That was his skill as well. How to present it in ways that people understood why this is a big story.
Right, exactly. And again, the way that the happy warrior thing. So, I mean, I had spent hours and hours and hours on the phone with Andrew for years, a couple of years. I met him. The first time I met him, actually, was I was working on a story for the Daily Caller back when I was a reporter there about this leftist group that was deceptively editing videos of Tea Partiers at rallies, right? And so this was the very, very beginning of the Tea Party movement, right? It's before the 2010 election. And I remember emailing Andrew saying, I'd like to do an interview with you because I hear you're pretty good about speaking out about things like this. He just sends back one thing, just his phone number, right? Like, he doesn't say anything. I wrote all this big, long thing.
Massive, long. You're great. Can I interview you?
Right. And then, phone number. That's it. So I call him, and we just hit it off immediately. And so we spent, for years afterwards, many times talking on the phone together. We'd work together on all sorts of different things.
That's Andrew Breitbart. We're going to talk about more about who he was, why he was special. And then what I want us to walk down and walk through is his effect on the body politic. Breitbart, Trump, and 2016. We're talking to Matthew Boyle. He is the politics editor in Washington, D.C. for Breitbart.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First from ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor.
the natural supplement that attacks pain at source. I don't say this because I have a script. I say this because I have lived it. When I launched this show back in January of this year, I had a lower back pain issue that had plagued me for almost a decade, 9 years. Nothing got rid of it, and I didn't take painkillers for it. I said, okay, let me look at this thing, Relief Factor. You could be a sponsor, but I don't endorse anything that isn't real. I took it for 2 weeks, and my back pain was gone, has yet to come back. I am in full remission. That's the experience of tens of thousands of our listeners. That's why Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, and I stand by it. It's real. It works. You could enjoy that relief. Try the 3-week quick starter pack. It is $19.95. ReliefFactor.com has all the testimonials you need from across the country. ReliefFactor.com, $19.95. You will not regret it. I didn't. I'm Sebastian Gorka, America First with Matt Boyle. Don't touch that dial.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy. I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good. So I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code GORKA.
DIY projects can be both fun and fulfilling, but trying to get out of debt may sometimes be best left to the experts. Hi, I'm Grant Eckert, and at National Debt Relief, we do the heavy lifting. We don't believe in the guessing games or trial and error that comes with DIY. We have a proven process that can leave you debt-free in 24 to 48 months. You save, we negotiate, and you become debt-free. National Debt Relief is results-driven, meaning we don't earn a single penny until we've successfully resolved your debt. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have over 35,000 five-star reviews from our clients. If you have over $10,000 in credit card debt, medical bills, personal loans, or collection accounts, take the first step in your journey to financial independence. Turn your DIY into NDRDIFY. Let National Debt Relief do it for you.
Call 800-836-5322 for your free debt assessment today. That's 800-836-5322. Call 800-836-5322.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
This is a message to all you snowflakes out there. Resist this.
Fox News, big news flash. Theresa May to resign tomorrow. Yeah, we knew that. She said it about a week ago, June 7th. Thank you, Mr. Cavuto. I think they want to connect it to the president's visit. Not related. Well, it is related. Isn't it related, Matt Boyle? Brexit. Failure of May. Trump phenomena. So these things are connected.
Yeah, well, look, I would argue that Brexit led to Trump, they were inextricably linked in 2016, in that in both countries you have people that were the forgotten men and women, the working class people across their country, who felt like their politicians weren't listening to them, and they sent up a desperate cry for help. In the case of the UK, they voted to leave the European Union, and in the case of the United States, they sent Donald Trump to the White House.
Look, we have to talk about that, the connections between the two, but also about a theory that I have that I'm going to test with you, Matt Boyle of Breitbart. But first, a message to any of you over the age of 50 who thought 2016 was the important election. I have news for you. 2020 is, in my opinion, even more important. Why? Look at what has happened in the last 3 years. The left has not drawn the requisite conclusions. They have doubled down. Whether it's abortion, the Second Amendment, the border, the economy, taxes, you name it, it's all on the table, and they want to take your rights and advantages away from you. Most important of all, Medicare and your individual health care. They want to nationalize it. They want to give it to people who haven't paid a dime into the system, and AARP is helping them. If you care about the most important thing, which is your health staying in your hands, I implore you, join AMAC instead. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. Or call this number now, 855-624-4824. That is 855-624-4824. 2020 is more important, incredibly more important than 2016. Portions of America First are brought to you proudly in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC. So I have this theory, Matt Boyle, that without Donald Trump's Twitter feed, without Sean Hannity, and without Breitbart, Hillary Clinton is the 45th president of the United States.
That's probably right. So, I mean, look, I don't want to take credit for him winning. I think he won because he had a better vision for the country than she did. She was just going out there and complaining about everything, right?
Complaining about her fellow Americans.
Right. And President Trump was, meanwhile, I remember this vividly, right, during the primary and during the general election. And I went to many of these and covered them in person, from Pennsylvania to Arizona. I remember when he went to Arizona and laid out his immigration vision. He went to Pennsylvania and laid out his vision for working families. I was there at each one of those. I was there at a number of other speeches. There was another speech.
I remember, Matt Boyle, you were getting increasingly excited about this man, right?
Right, yeah. And I remember in Philadelphia at the Union League, he gives a big speech laying out his plan to rebuild the military. So he was laying out a policy-focused vision for America. This gets back to the CNN poll I was telling you about. The voters out there, they see what they want is they want somebody who's going to go out there and do something. They don't want politicians to sit here and play this Game of Thrones personality attack fight thing, right? Like, they don't care about impeachment. What they care about is, do I have a new bridge down the street from my house, right? Like, do I have a health care plan? Do I have a pension,
right.
The ability to raise my family without concerns, the ability to send my kids to college, right? That's what they care about. That's what President Trump offered them. That's why President Trump won. President Trump, and sure, we helped them. So did his Twitter feed. So did Sean Hannity. There's no doubt about that. And look, we definitely are ready for the battle ahead in 2020. What you were just saying there about 2020.
Hang on. When you say we are ready, who are you talking about, Matt? To my Breitbart?
Breitbart?
Because I'm not sure. Okay, the movement. Because the GOP ain't ready.
No, the GOP establishment is not ready. So many of them are actually kind of just going along to get along with Trump just because he's Trump.
Right.
Like, so you're seeing a little bit of that of like.
But they think he'll pass. They think he'll pass.
They don't get it. But the thing is, what I mean is that the fight that lay ahead of us. So here's the difference. Okay, in 2016, the establishment media and all these people, they let a bunch of things go by that they're not going to give us any breaks this time.
Because they didn't think that he was going to win.
They didn't think it was possible. So they were shocked. They were shocked by it. They literally thought up until I remember on election night at the Hilton in New York, reporters coming up to me all night until around 10 or so at night when it really started becoming clear that he was going to win, them asking me, well, what are you going to do now that he's not going to be president? And I was like, I don't know if you should be so sure, right? Maybe you should go down the street and ask the liberals over at the Hillary, at the Javits Center, right. The Hillary party at the Javits Center, that question, not us. But they thought he was going to lose.
Did any of them come up to you after 10:30?
No, none of them did. None of them apologized. No, because they literally went right into war mode. They went right into the mode of they wanted to take Trump down.
So this is really important, Matthew Boyle. If we thought 2016 was bad, if we thought the tools they've used against the president since then are shocking, it's going to be much worse in 2020.
Yeah, and they'll use a number of different tools, but one of the tools that I've noticed that's a new one. Before, in 2016, they would at least cover the stuff with regard to Hillary. They did it in a really biased manner, all the media, right? But they would cover the email scandal. They would cover
– To a certain extent.
To a certain extent, right? But with Biden, they don't even mention anything, right? I mean, we came out with a story that his son was a named suspect in a police narcotics investigation that lasted 3 months in Prescott, Arizona. Nobody in Zero. The establishment media. I'll give credit to one place. The Washington Post mentioned it in a deep down, like 20 paragraphs into a big article.
Usual. Buried. That's who they are. It's not about the truth. It's about their political agenda. We are talking to the Washington political editor for Breitbart.com, Matthew Boyle. He is on Twitter. Well, he's not, but we'll get him back on. Just tag him at mboyle, B-O-Y-L-E, 1 on Twitter, and we will attract him back. Dear friends, if you're feeling a little run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it may be because you haven't eaten your broccoli lately. You need more fruits and veggies. Everybody tells you that. But how do you do it in a way that's easy? Dr. Douglas Howard has an amazing story. It's called Balance of Nature, and I have decided to become part of the Balance of Nature family. My friend, actor, entertainer, New York radio host Joe Piscopo is an avid Balance of Nature advocate. Joe, could you tell us in a few words what I can expect?
One thing you're going to notice immediately, Dr. Gorka, that you have more energy. And if you have a cold or if you have allergies, what happens for me is when I take Balance of Nature, all that goes away. Love Balance of Nature. So excited that now the great Dr. Gorka is doing Balance of Nature with all of us.
That's a pretty good impersonation. Thank you, Joe. Experience a Balance of Nature difference for yourself. I take it every day, and I can already feel the difference. For a limited time, you, our dear listener, can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables if you use the discount code G-O-R-K-A. So go now, 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com, discount code G-O-R-K-A. Back with Matt Boyle in a moment.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts today into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Chuck Schumer, what did you just find inside Nancy Pelosi's head?
There was a Flabolina Occhialina in there.
Welcome back, dear friends. If you know the reference to that movie, then you know your science fiction. I'm Sebastian Gorka with Matt Boyle of Breitbart. Your calls are filling up the board. We have one line left. We've got calls from Staten Island, Colorado, Louisville, and New York, New York. The number here is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. My life was really changed by Andrew Breitbart's autobiography, Righteous Indignation. It is an incredible book, especially chapter 6, where he explains where the craziness of the left comes from, the actual origins, the genesis. You knew the man. I never got to meet him. I worked for Breitbart after he passed. But Matt, you knew him. What is the biggest lesson or aspect of Andrew that has stayed with you as you now write for Breitbart.com?
Yeah, one person can change the world, right? We can go out there. Any one of us can take down one of these Goliaths, okay? And in many ways, I know that people like to use the phrases, we're like an army of Davids up against, I think it's more like we're a handful of Davids up against an army of Goliaths, right? But the point is that we can slay dragons, we can take down institutions that are failed, we can beat these guys. And even when it seems like everybody's against you, if you stand firm and do the right thing and keep fighting, eventually you're going to win.
I love that. We can slay dragons and one person can change history. It's a powerful message. And in 2020, we're going to have a lot of dragons to slay, right?
Quite a few. So we're already lining up the troops out here. So, you know, the army of the dead approaches. To use a Game of Thrones reference here, right? Like, so we are headed in for probably the fight of our lives in 2020. It's going to make 2016 look like nothing.
Are you confident, Matthew Ball?
I'm very confident that President Trump will win re-election. Yeah.
You heard it here. You heard it here. We've been talking to none other than Matthew Boyle, the politics editor, the Washington editor for Breitbart.com. Read his articles. Read all the stuff on the various columns. Joel Pollack, Francis Martel, the big boss there, Alex Marlow, and of course, Matthew Boyle. This is America First. On the 75th anniversary of the D-Day landings, when it wasn't dragons that had to be slain, it was, in fact, walking evil. An evil that would result in the deaths of more than 60 million people. 6 million of them killed in the death camps and the gas chambers of Hitler's absolutely abhorrent final solution. It's not a theory, my friends. Evil isn't something from childhood stories or mythology. It is the result of man being fallen. And we must fight every day to uphold the truth, because if good men do nothing, then evil does win, as Burke told us. Back with your calls, my analysis, special guests, and you here on America First on the Salem Radio Network from ReliefFactor.com studios.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.